Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed by life's roller coaster, and let's be honest, who isn't sometimes? Today's episode is for you. We're diving into something incredibly powerful. Emotional acceptance. Ever feel like emotions are just these random storms raging inside you? Like trying to bottle them up just makes things worse? Well, guess what? It usually does. Learning to embrace your feelings, even the ones that make you uncomfortable, is a game changer for becoming a stronger, more authentic version of yourself. Think about it. Suppressing emotions doesn't make them disappear. They just find other ways to bubble up, often in unhealthy ways. Anger might manifest as short temper, sadness could lead to isolation, and fear might keep you stuck in situations you know aren't serving you. So how do we break free from this emotional roller coaster? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. First off, acknowledge that feelings are facts. They exist, they're valid, and they deserve respect, even the negative ones. Feeling angry is okay. Feeling sad is okay. Feeling frustrated is absolutely okay. It doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you're human. You're experiencing life, all of it. Next up, practice naming your emotions. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. Are you feeling anxious, disappointed, overwhelmed? Putting a label on your feelings helps you understand them better and gain control over them. It's like giving your emotions a name tag. Suddenly they seem less scary, less overwhelming. Now, here's where things get really powerful. Learn to be curious about your emotions. Ask yourself, "Why am I feeling this way?" Dig deeper than the surface level. What triggered this emotion? What thoughts are going through my head? Exploring the root cause of your feelings can be a real eye-opener and help you develop healthy coping mechanisms. Remember, emotional acceptance doesn't mean letting your feelings control you. It means acknowledging them without judgment, understanding them, and choosing how to respond in a constructive way. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves, they come and go. You don't try to fight the wave, right? Instead, you learn to ride it out. Finally, remember that self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through something tough. Everyone has moments of vulnerability. Everyone feels overwhelmed sometimes. Acknowledge those feelings, give yourself some space, and remind yourself that you're doing your best. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, the sun is beating down, and you've got an important meeting looming. It's easy to feel frustrated, annoyed, even angry. You might start clenching your jaw, tapping your fingers impatiently, or letting out a few frustrated sighs. But what if instead of resisting those feelings, you acknowledge them? Alright, you might say to yourself, "I'm feeling really frustrated right now. This traffic is testing my patience." Then, instead of getting sucked into the negativity spiral, you could take some deep breaths, put on your favorite playlist, and use that time to clear your head and get ready for your meeting with a calm and focused mindset. See? Accepting those initial feelings allows you to navigate the situation more effectively. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace your emotions and unlock your emotional fitness potential. Remember, it's not about suppressing feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and using that knowledge to live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Take action today. Start by paying attention to your emotions throughout the day. Notice how you feel in different situations and try naming those feelings. Then, challenge yourself to be kind and compassionate towards yourself when those tough emotions arise. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here with you every step of the way. If this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends who could benefit from this mindful approach to masculinity. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and remember, embracing your feelings is the ultimate superpower.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.